Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, September 8th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Canfor is announcing the closure of its Plateau and Fort St. John sawmills in northern British Columbia. Also making headlines this past week, Vertiv announces an agreement to acquire Aurora Packaging Solutions. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Atlanta. Vertiv announces agreement to acquire Aurora Packaging Solutions. Vertiv, a leader in specialty packing solutions and distribution, announced it has entered into a binding agreement with Aurora to acquire the North American packaging and distribution business, Aurora Packaging Solutions, also known as OPS. This strategic acquisition will further position Vertiv as a leading provider of value-added products and solutions in specialty packaging distributions in North America. Headquartered in Buena Park, California, Aurora Packaging Solutions, incorporating Aurora Visual, is a leading manufacturer and distributor of sustainable, innovative packaging solutions to customers across the world. With nearly 70 distribution and manufacturing facilities and approximately 3,000 employees. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor announces closure of Plateau and Fort St. John sawmills in northern British Columbia. Following a thorough review and operating conditions, including the persistent challenge accessing economic fiber, ongoing financial loss, weak lumber markets, and increased U.S. tariffs, Canfor Corporation announced the closure of its Plateau and Fort St. John operations located in northern British Columbia. These closures will impact approximately 500 employees and will remove 670 million board feet of annual production capacity from Canfor's operations. Don Kane, the president and CEO of Canfor, made the following statement. Our company has proudly operated in British Columbia for more than 85 years, supporting jobs and economic activity in communities around this province. During that time, we have always been prepared to manage through challenging times and market fluctuations, recognizing the cyclical nature of our business. However, in recent years, increasing regulatory complexity, high operating costs, and the inability to reliably access economically viable timber to support our manufacturing facilities has resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars of losses in our British Columbia operations. Dateline Neenah, Wisconsin. Menasha Packaging is investing in its North American state-of-the-art preprint hub. Menasha Packaging, a leading provider of innovative packaging solutions, announced a groundbreaking investment in its North American preprint capabilities. With a commitment of over $50 million, Menasha is poised to revolutionize the preprint graphic packaging space. If you want to read more about this, check out our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Again, that's www.nipimpressions.com. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso suspends forced harvesting after thousands of mussels die. Stora Enso suspended some logging activities after thousands of endangered freshwater pearl mussels died at one of its sites, the company said. An environmental violation was discovered at the Stora Enso harvesting site on Thursday, August 15th, in Kajaani, Finland. The violation is investigated as a serious nature conservation crime. Hans Solstrom, president and CEO of Stora Enso, says the company took immediate action as soon as it became aware of the violation. He says, quote, "It is important that the negligence at the Hajojoki River in Kakano came to light. Even the best rule and the most important principle is worthless if it is not implied in practice. We have already initiated a number of changes to ensure that nothing like this can happen again." Stora Enso has suspended harvesting in all areas throughout Finland where there are restrictions under the Water Act, the Forest Act, or the Natural Conservation Act. Harvesting has been suspended until operational guidelines, harvesting plans, and risk related to these sites have been reassessed. Any noncompliance that may be detected will be assessed in cooperation with authorities. Quote, "Stora Enso's credibility has taken a serious blow. We have established a reputation as a leader in sustainability, and now our credibility is being severely tested. For Stora Enso, being a responsible and reliable operator is of paramount importance. I will do everything in my power to restore the trust in Stora Enso," the CEO said. Dateline Washington, D.C. Canada Trade Minister criticizes higher U.S. softwood lumber duties as unfair and unwarranted. Canada's International Trade Minister is criticizing the U.S. Department of Commerce for nearly doubling duties on softwood lumber, saying that the move is unfair and unwarranted. Minister Mary Ng said the U.S. has significantly increased duties on softwood lumber from Canada to 14.54% from 8.05%. Quote, "Baseless and unfair U.S. duties on softwood lumber unjustifiably harm consumers and producers on both sides of the border," Ng said in a news release. It's the latest salvo in a bilateral back-and-forth that Ottawa has described as a drag on efforts to improve the cost and supply of housing. The increase in the so-called all others combined duty rates has received backlash from government and industries in British Columbia. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
And now, Dateline Helsinki. UPM closes Hearth newsprint mill and one fine paper machine in Nordland-Papier. Participation process with the employee representatives has been concluded. In May, UPM Communication Papers announced the plans to permanently close its Hearth newsprint mill and shut down one fine paper machine at Nordland, Papier, and Dürrmann PM3. Both mills are located in Germany. The respective participation processes with the employee representatives has been concluded. The number of positions affected is 338. Graphic paper production at Hearth is expected to end on the 31st of August, 2024. That was yesterday. And Nordland Papier PM3 at the latest by the end of 2024, resulting in annual reductions of 300,000 metric tons of newsprint paper capacity and 280,000 metric tons of uncoated fine paper capacity. Quote, in cooperation with the Workers' Council, we have engaged in a constructive dialogue with the aim of developing responsible solutions for our employees. The thoughtful and collaborative approach taken by all parties during the consultations resulted in a socially responsible solutions for our people, says Nanati Hermanonen, Senior Vice President of Operations of UPM Communications Paper.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, New Augusta, Mississippi. Georgia-Pacific Leaf River Cellulose employee was burned and airlifted to the hospital. An employee at the Perry County pulp mill was burned severely Friday, August 16th, and airlifted for treatment to a Jackson hospital. Michael Needham, public affairs manager at Georgia-Pacific Cellulose, confirmed the injury, saying that the employee had been burned in the course of his work at the facility in New Augusta. The Perry County mill falls under the Georgia-Pacific umbrella. The email said the mill's emergency response team provided aid to the employee, who was then flown to the Mississippi Burn Unit at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. Quote, we are beginning an investigation into the incident, but we do not have any details to share, the email read, and continues, our primary focus right now is to support our employee, their family, and our other Leaf River team members, end of quote. Again, Dateline Helsinki. UPM Pulp curtails production at the Kemi and Kaukas pulp mills. The UPM Kaukas and UPM Kemi mills in Finland will adjust their production temporarily to meet market conditions, the company said. The mills' production will be curtailed in accordance with the change negotiations held back in March. Quote, We are adjusting our production as a normal measure in line with market and cost developments, focusing on profitability, says Marco Sundquist. He's the vice president of pulp operations in Finland. The shutdown of the Kaukas pulp mill will start on the 9th of September and the shutdown of the Kemi pulp mill on the 23rd of September. The shutdowns are estimated to last for 3 weeks. Maintenance work will be carried out during part of the shutdown period, but temporary layoffs are possible. UPM's pulp mills in Petsari in Uruguay will continue to run at full capacity, the company said. Deliveries to customers will continue normally during the shutdowns. Dayline Duluth, Minnesota. Sofidel's Duluth-made Minnesota paper mill is planning a major expansion and adding 160 jobs. Less than a year after taking over a one-sided mill, the Sofidel Group, an Italian multinational papermaker, hopes to grow its local operations substantially. Sofidel aims to invest at least $180 million in its new Duluth mill and probably closer to $250 million when it's all said and done, said Chad Ronachetti, director of Duluth's Planning and Economic Development Division. The expansion promises to bring an additional 160 jobs. The Duluth Economic Development Authority reviewed a tax increment finance district plan that will facilitate expansion of the Sofidel paper mill in the Spirit Valley neighborhood. Sofidel acquired the facility early this year from ST Paper, the international producer of sanitary and household tissue products, has a history of making large investments in its newly acquired properties. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Port Angeles, Washington. Port Angeles and Washington's McKinley Paper Mill workers will get benefits. McKinley Paper Mill will label the Port Angeles mill closure as permanent, triggering benefits for eligible employees. Joss Estes, spokesperson for the General Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers, said the decision was specifically made to set off the benefits outlined in the collective bargaining agreement. The agreement states that during a permanent closure, eligible employees will receive severance pay and 3 months of extended medical coverage. Quote, "We give McKinley full credit for being willing to work with us to do the right thing by the community and the union and the workers," Estes said. McKinley has not said how this label of permanent closure might affect its skeleton operations or its future plans, Estes said. Beyond the collective benefits agreement, McKinley has also agreed to the union's request that the company cover both the employer and employee portions of the medical coverage premiums during the transition period, Estes said. Estes said, quote, "I would call that one of the victories of this campaign," he said. Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. CEO Matthew Misad to move to executive chairman role at UFP Industries, and William Will Schwartz will be named CEO. After more than 13 years of transformable leadership as part of the planned succession strategy, UFP Industries Chairman and CEO Matthew J. Misad announced that he will take on a new role to prepare the next generation of leadership and usher in a new era of growth for the company. On December 29, 2024, the start of the new fiscal year, Misad will become Executive Chairman and William Will Schwartz, the current president of the company's retail business unit, will become Chief Executive Officer. Chief Financial Officer Michael Cole will add the title of President of Corporate Services to his current duties to further strengthen the management team. Quote, throughout his impressive career at UFP, Will has been hungry to take on new roles and responsibilities, and he has succeeded at every turn, Misad said, continuing, quote, he has earned a reputation as an effective, creative leader who makes businesses and people he manages better. He is the right person to lead us into the next decade and beyond. I'm excited for him, for the people of UFP, and for our customers, vendors, and shareholders. End of quote. Now, for the remainder of 2024, Misad will work closely with Schwartz on the transition and on filling newly created vacancies that result from the promotion. Misad has agreed to remain executive chairman through 2026 to assist Schwartz in his role as the CEO and provide support where needed. He will also assist with shareholder relations while continuing to nurture long-time customers and vendor relationships. Quote, it's an exciting time to be at UFP because of the opportunities these changes create for our teammates, Misad said. Our success planning process has created an excellent group of leaders, and I am confident that this new team of experienced executives will achieve even greater success, end of quote. Misad has been CEO since July of 2011, that is. Alrighty, finally, Dateline, New York. Mill Rock Packaging acquires Woodland Packaging and Laminating Facility from Evergraphics. Mill Rock Packaging Incorporated, a specialty packaging platform that invests in companies with advanced service and product capabilities in the consumer packaging industry, announced last week that it has entered into a definitive strategic alliance with Evergraphics. Mill Rock has acquired Everett's Woodland, California packaging and laminating assets and entered into a long-term supply agreement with the company, which will meaningfully enhance Mill Rock's capabilities while accelerating Everett's growth initiatives. Mill Rock is a portfolio company of Mill Rock Capital, a growth and operations-oriented private investment firms. Terms of the transaction will not be disclosed. They're just not going to tell us, folks. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.